Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for August 25th of 2025. I'm Pat Johnston. Earlier today, Dear Leader Trump called Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Christy Whitman. Well, then I guess he later said Whitmer, but he kept calling her Christy. So I can't wait for the press to jump all over the Trump regime on Dear Leader's obvious sliding mental decline. Don't hold your breath. Anyway, Trump brought up Christy Whitman because he said that he'd like to send in the National Guard troops into other multicultural diverse cities like Chicago and Detroit, just as he's done in Washington, D.C., because you see, it's all about the photo op. I mean, that's why we saw all of those pictures of those bored National Guard members walking around the Washington, D.C. mall where crime isn't really running that rampant. Not to mention how crime in D.C. is at a 30-year rate low and how the regime's takeover of D.C. is hurting restaurants far more than any scant minimum wage hike for their workers could ever have done, since customers don't really want to dine where it feels like a war zone. Dear Leader said today that Christy Whitman ought to beg him to bring in the National Guard to Detroit because he did a really nice thing for the China carp. Wait, what the hell is the China carp? There's no such thing as the China carp. Now, there is a fish called the Asian carp, and Governor Whitmer did try to explain that any funding cut to control the invasive fish in the Great Lakes would have dire economic and environmental outcomes. And even this regime understood that in states like Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin, states that he won in the last election, it would have been a bad, bad look to be pro-Asian carp. However, for all of Christy Whitman's groveling to Dear Leader in three separate occasions at the White House, Dear Leader Trump continues to screw over Michigan. For example, Trump has reneged on an earlier declaration providing much-needed money and resources for families struggling from that ice storm last spring in northern Michigan. Now, while funding for local municipalities for several northern Michigan counties remains intact for now, the regime is rescinding monies for families and small businesses reeling from that ice storm. And I think this is a good spot to remind everyone that major destructive storms like that ice storm are becoming more of the norm here in Michigan thanks to climate change. Knowing that, doesn't it warm your heart even more considering how the regime is forcing the J.H. Campbell coal-fired power plant in West Michigan to remain operating for another 90 days, even though it was supposed to shut down in May? So much for the free market. And that specific plant spreads nothing but polluted air that a good portion of the state has to breathe in, while it'll cost Michiganders even more money in energy costs. And speaking of extra money and extra healthcare, the Century Foundation reported last week that rural Americans will feel even more pain if they have to purchase health insurance from the marketplace. The Trump regime and the MAGA Republican Congress have worked extra hard in passing bills and setting up new rules, ensuring out-of-pocket premium hikes of 93% in 32 states, including Michigan. And MAGA Republicans and Dear Leader don't seem as enthused about re-upping tax credits for health insurance premiums. And that Century Foundation report says that rural counties residents will see an increase of 107%, while residents of urban counties will have to pay 89% more. Meanwhile, Dear Leader's kidnapping and deportation program isn't keeping Americans safe, but it is hurting Michigan farmers who rely on undocumented workers who also pay taxes to help the state's economy. So that means even more in higher food prices. And now many Michiganders are learning for the second time how Dear Leader never cared about their pocketbooks, never cared about driving prices down, never cared about controlling corporate greed and power, never cared about improving healthcare, and never cared about helping spots of Michigan that really, really supported him. The bigger question for me is, has Christy Whitman learned that reality yet? LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.